speak peace over your people this morning, God. That they'd be able to worship free of bondage, free of shame, free of guilt. You've paid the price for us to live with freedom, for us to worship with freedom, for us to give you our lives and be free. So I pray that the bondage will be gone this morning, that we can worship you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, and with all of our strength, God, because you're worth it, because you're beautiful. I speak peace. I speak peace over this church. I speak peace over your people. Pray for quieted hearts, God, that can praise you without guilt, can praise you without shame, because you're good, because you've cleansed us, not because we're good, God. We're gonna praise you for your goodness this morning, Lord. We're gonna praise you for your love this morning, Lord, because you're beautiful, God. You are beautiful, God, and we love you, and we want to give you all of our love. We want to give you all of our adoration, God, because you're worthy and you deserve all of our praise. So this morning I pray that our worship would be with all of our hearts, God. Holding nothing back, we give you everything that we have. We don't want to stir up our emotions and give you emotions, God. We want to give you our hearts. We want to give you our hearts, even the bad things within us. We give you our hearts. Everything that we have, we give it to you, God. You're worthy. You are worthy, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. In your name I pray. Amen. Why don't we all stand for this first song?
Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar Yahweh, 笑。Rose of Sharon, Rose of Sharon, 你笑诶。The righteous son, 你笑诶。Yahweh, one last time, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Yahweh, one more time. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
You stood before creation, eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. Stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say?
What could I say? And what could I do? Offer this heart, oh God, completely. What could I say? And what could I say? And what could I do? Offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. Lord, we just thank you for who you are, God. Through all our shame, through all our mistakes, God, you came and you bled for us, Jesus. And even though we think of it as a, you know, something cliche, it's not, God. Jesus, you came and you died on the cross for us. And you deserve our everything just because of that. Our complete everything. So God, I pray that would be our prayer, to give you our all, to give you our everything, Jesus, because you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, God. Every single moment you deserve, Lord. God, we thank you for what you're doing in this place, your peace that's in this place, your freedom. And we thank you that you accept anybody far and close, God. Would you come and speak to us, to the ones who are close and to the ones that are far, to the ones who don't know who you are, to the ones who are working on that, Lord. And I just pray we would just love you and seek after you every single day, Jesus, and speak to us this morning in Jesus' name.
God, the Sovereign Savior. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet, and he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against the troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God?
Hallelujah.
It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore.
Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that David witnessed the goodness of your hand, the work of your hand, Lord, in his life. Thank you, Lord, that you deliver us and you defeat our enemies. Lord, I thank you that you brought us here in your presence to pour out your spirit, Lord, to revive us and to restore us, to heal us, to build us up again, Lord. Lord, I thank you that I thank you, Lord, that you deliver us from the snare of the enemy, of the death, of the. Thank you, Lord, that you cut out, Lord, all the cords of death that were surrounding us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that by the power of your cross, you delivered us. You set us free. We thank you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, today we're going to speak about, can you lower the sound a little bit, please? Assam was supposed to speak today, but he got sick, and he asked me to cover for him. So I'm saying this for two reasons. If the speech is not good, you have mercy, and you say, oh, okay, I didn't have time to prepare. And if it's good, you say, wow, this is short notice, and you did a good job, huh? So it's both pride for me. So I'm not good. But anyway, Today, actually, it's not only today I was thinking about it. I was thinking about this a lot for the last few weeks, actually, about the subject of the valley and the wilderness in our lives. And I'm studying it personally, and I felt God is leading us to speak about it. So I'll start with this joke from Egypt. I don't know how it will translate. Hopefully it will translate. So three people were lost in the desert. And one American, one from France, one from Egypt. And they were lost in the desert, and they were like so thirsty, and they ran out of water and tired, no sleep, no nothing, cold, and you know, it's desert, and they were so frustrated. And finally, as they were walking like dead, you know, they saw something shining from far, and they ran to it, and they looked at it, and they found Aladdin lamp. And they said, okay, let's rub it, yeah? And we'll see what will happen. And they rub it, and Will Smith came out, and you know, what do you want? You know, and the American said, well, I am lost here. Send me to America. And he said, yeah, go to America. And the France guy, please send me to France. And he sent him to France. And the Egyptian said, well, I'm not going to stay here alone. Bring them back. So he's very clever. He cannot stand in the wilderness by himself. So he brought them back. Thank God. So, valley and wilderness. If I ask you this question according to what you heard teaching all your life, would you rather live, spiritually I'm speaking, yeah? Would you rather live in a mountaintop or in a valley, spiritually? What do you think? We heard all our life that mountaintop is the best. I want to be the high place. I want to be in the, you know, mountaintop. Because mountains are for revelations. Mountains are for the glory of God to appear. Mountains are for meeting with God. Mountains are for resting time. Come and be in a quiet place and have rest. Mountains are for revelation. Mountain for Moses to go up to stay 40 days, not only 3 days like those guys. 40 days. Because he's meeting with God. Mountains to receive commands from the Lord. Mountains is a very good place. Spiritually, right? But valleys, when I say the valley, or valley, what's the first verse comes to your mind? Thank you. The valley of the shadow of death. And related to darkness too, yeah? Even if I walk through the darkness, through the shadow of the death. So, I would rather to stay on the mountaintop because mountains are good. Spiritually, if I am in a good place, I'm a high place, I'm good. I'm doing good. But the Bible, when I started to study this, I was like, wow, valleys actually, they are not that bad. They are good too. Valleys are good too. Okay, so this is what we're going to discuss. Valleys, the definition of valleys is a low place between two hills or two mountains. I didn't say anything new. A low place between two hills or two mountains. I'm from Egypt. We live in the Nile Valley, like the two sides of the Nile Valley, yeah, beside the river. We live there, and all my life I thought this is the normal. This is the normal. But later on, when I started to travel, I discovered that, we're living in the valley. The normal level of the land is actually there, on the top of the... I thought this is like the mountain is just a mountain, and then you go back again to the same level that we're living. No, the level of Egypt, that the sea level, actually the majority of the land, and we're living in just the narrow valley of the Nile Valley. And I was like, okay, this is only the valley. This is the only space. And there is high land here and there. So the definition of valley is a low place. Spiritually speaking, a low place, valley, is a low place. And there is two challenges. Why did we read Psalm 18? Psalm 18, David wrote it after he was delivered from the chase of Saul. He was chasing him to kill him, and God delivered him, and he wrote this psalm. Actually, you can find it in Psalm 18, and you can find it also in 2 Samuel 22. He wrote it and said, "The Lord, I love you, Lord." Why do you love him? Because he took me to the valley, but even when I was in the valley, he heard my voice. He heard my cry, and he delivered. You see how God came to him. But why to begin with, David was chased by Saul? We go back to the story, and you find out that First Samuel 17. The story of David and Goliath. The story happened actually in a valley called Elah, the Valley of Elah, where the Palestinians gathered. And they were led by a giant called Goliath. And they were threatening and putting down the Israelites. You cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that. If you dare to fight me, you know, and so, you know the story, yeah? Since we were, yeah, we know it. So, when I read it today, it was a little bit different. Because the Israelites, the whole Israelites and David, both of them were in the Valley of Elah. Both of them. But the whole Israelites, they couldn't fight Goliath. They couldn't fight him. They were afraid of him. And a little boy called David wanted to fight him. Why? Why some valleys, we'll see some valleys are really nice. Some valleys, like this valley, I would love to live in this valley. Green and nice, right? But some valleys are dry. And you cannot, if you're lost in a valley like this, I would be dead, right? No water, nothing, dry. For the Israelites, the Valley of Elah was like this. Dry and no life, no sign of life. Death, threatened, afraid. But for David, it was a valley, different valley. Why? Because he could see the river. He could see the river. He could see the river of life. He came to the valley with the word of God. He came to the valley with the word of God, with the living word of God. The Israelites, the whole army of Israel, they didn't have the word of God, so they didn't see the valley. Sorry, they didn't see the river. See, they didn't see the word that gives them life. But David listened and he said, you know, today God will deliver you into my hand. Why? Because he knew. He received a word from God. He received a word from God. I remember I heard it. Someone explained it like this. Maybe I said it here before. That David knew that Goliath is threatening the people, and no one can defeat him. And God invited David and took him up there in heaven and said, I want you to look now. Do you see Goliath? No, I can't see him. He's very small. Okay, now I'm going to pick him with the same size that you're seeing him now. Okay? I'm going to put him in your hand. And I want you to go down now to face him face to face. But I want you to remember that he is that small. Hallelujah. And when you fight him with his size that he's in your hand. Not the size that the people of Israel are seeing. The giant, the big, the scary, that makes him afraid, that makes them afraid. No! I want you to fight him as if he's in your hand. And he went and said, the Lord will deliver you in my hand today. Because your size is that much. Because I see you from above. Those people see you from here. They see you giant. But I see you small. Because I see you from the... He saw the river. This is why. The valley, the same valley of Elah. For David, was a valley of victory. And the same valley of Elah, for the Israelites, was a valley of scare and afraid and being, I can't do nothing. I am scared. Because they didn't see the river. So what makes the difference between valley and valley? It's not because the river is not there. It's because I don't see it. I don't see it. But if I see the river, I will live in peace. I can live there. The water is there. I can live there. Because the water, the living water, is there. So what makes the difference between valley and valley is if I can see the river, I will live. Amen? So David saw the valley, saw the river, received the word from God, and he, fought the giant and defeated the giant, and everyone was singing about David. David, 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 David. And have victory. And this is why he started to chase him. He wanted to kill him. Saul wants to kill David. And he started to chase him from place to place. And this is why he wrote this psalm, Psalm 18. What he said in verse 15, let me read it for you. After describing how God delivering him, and he's saying that the breath of God made that then the channels of the sea were seen. Actually, the channels, he's talking about the valleys of the sea. But the channels here, he's talking about, actually this is a, it didn't happen to him that he saw the channels. Some translation says that the bottom of the sea. Some translation says that the valley of the sea. Talking about when God opened the sea for the Israelites to bring them from Egypt to the promised land. Did it happen to David himself? No. It didn't happen to himself. But he's using the testimony of his ancestors as if it happened to him. That he believes that the God, the same God, delivered his people from Egypt. He delivered him from the danger of Saul. The same God, the same God. I loved it when I read it, that he was describing the time that he was running away from Saul, that as if a cord of death surrounding him. I need a volunteer here. No, I can't do it. The cords of death. The cords of death surrounding him. I want you to... I'm not going to do it. Don't worry. Yeah? You remember when someone was like hanged from, you know, is going to be like executed by hanging like this? This is a cord of death. Can you do anything? Those people that they are like this, can they do anything? Do they have any hope? They don't have any hope. Because the cord of death is around their neck. Unless Zorro, you know, pew, and he comes, you know, it's not going to happen. I was like imagining that Zorro, wapah, and flies, and yeah, pew, with one sword, and, you know, cut them off and free them. The cord, it's no hope. There is no hope. I'm gonna die. But no, the Lord heard my cry, answered my prayer, and he delivered me. Hallelujah. I was living in the valley, but I know that God was with me in the valley. Joseph was in a little like a personal one-person valley. You remember? You know, we said valley is what? A low place, what? Between two hills or two high places, right? You remember where Joseph was? The valley, the personal valley. You remember what was it? Yeah. When his brothers throw him into the pit, in a small valley, darkness, no hope, but God answered his prayer. Answered his prayer. Amen? There is another man in the Bible that experienced both mountains and the valley. Let's read about it. Okay. So, Elijah. Elijah in 1 Kings 18. Elijah in 1 Kings 18, the leadership of Israel at that time was evil. Ahab, the king Ahab, and his wife Jezebel. They were evil. And they were doing horrible stuff, worshipping Baal, and doing horrible stuff. And because of that, nothing. And Elijah goes to the mountain of Carmel. Carmel, right? And he challenges the prophets of Baal. How many they were? 400? 400. He challenges them. And he says, if God is God, worship him. If Baal is God, worship him. And after all the, you know the story, he challenged the prophets. And everyone knows that. And no, Baal didn't hear from the prophets. And God heard his cry. And he came and accepted the sacrifice. Fire came actually. And consumed the sacrifice. And he was victorious. And he slaughtered. He commanded the people, don't let any prophet to escape. Kill them all. And it was a great victory for God. It was a great victory for Elijah. Woohoo! I won. It was a big challenge. Won in front of 400. And I won because I heard from the Lord. He had seen the river. He could see the river. He had victory on the mountaintop. But then, after all this, he heard the threat in chapter 19 of the Queen Jezebel, saying, I will, if I hold you, if I reach you, I will do to you what you did to one of the prophets that you killed. What did he do? What did Elijah do? He ran. Not only that. Not only ran. He ran for 3 days, reached a place called Beersheba. He left the servants there, and he ran by himself for 3 days, actually. And then he hid himself under a bush. And he started to say, I wish I was not born. I wish you kill me. He was praying and telling God, I wish you kill me now. Okay. He's teaching God that my life shouldn't continue after today. You don't know, my life should end today. Yesterday, I was talking to Pastor Al. I was talking about something, and I said, you know what? I started late. I need to do more because I started late. And he interrupted me and said, you didn't start. You're perfect. You started in the perfect time. There is nothing late with God. And he was encouraging me. And I feel like Elijah today, he was saying, you know what? I know more than you. My life should end now. I am so down in a valley, which is exactly, he was in a valley. You know, he was in a wilderness, actually. I have no hope for my life, so please end it now. I don't know about you, but have you thought about ending your life? I don't know. I just wanted to ask this question. If you are in a place like Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. Okay, this is funny. Ran for what? Ran for his life. That means he's trying to save his life. But once he reached the wilderness, he's saying what? End my life. Kill me. I was like, why don't you go there? And he die there. You know, why are you running for your life and then saying to God, what are you doing? Confusion. And you're the same person. Yesterday he was killing 400 prophets on the mountain. He ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servants there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Here. He's mentioning his ancestors. The first story, David, he's taking the testimony of his ancestors and saying, you delivered me like my ancestors. And here, he's saying, I'm not even better than my ancestors. Kill me. Wow, what a valley.
what a low place that he is in now.
Okay? Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. Okay. And then the Lord will leave him there?
No. As he did with David. As he did the same thing that he did with David. He did it with him. The angel came to him and said, wake up! And he looked, found water and food. Woke up! Wake up and drink and eat. What? I am in the wilderness. He cannot see the water. He was asleep. He was disappointed. He wished his life to end because he couldn't see. But the Lord wake him up and say, water and food. Go, drink, get up, drink and eat. Get up, drink and eat. Twice. The first time he drank and ate and he slept again. And then the angel of the Lord, go, get up, drink and eat. And he drank and ate. And then by the power of this meal, he traveled for 40 days. He traveled for 40 days and night. Walked, traveled. No problem. And you know what? Because of this traveling, because of this situation, by the end of chapter 19, Elisha was called to the ministry. What? I am in a down place. I'm in a very bad place. And now you're sending me a prophet, a new prophet, that will take over and continue the calling of God. Hallelujah. This is not a bad place. If you find someone, and not only that, Elisha was not only going to continue the same anointing. No, he wanted what? Double anointing. Hallelujah. From a bad place into victory again. Because he saw the water. The valley turned into something that he can be energized with and go forward with his calling. Amen. And the angel of the Lord wake him up. But then he says, the Lord himself come and visit him and strengthen him. Amen. And tell him that, yea, I reserve. Tell him that, I am alone. I am alone. I am fighting by myself. He said, no. Don't say that. I reserved, what? 7,000 in Israel. All those knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him. There are so many people. They are not bowing to Baal. Don't worry. And he was encouraged. Amen? The valleys in the Bible. The valleys in the Bible. In Sudan, we used to sing a song. I'm not sure if I'm going to remember all the words. But I remember it was full of joy. Full of joy. Even in the darkness. Even in the darkness. Even in the temptation. Even in the trouble, I praise. Is it in English? There is a song maybe similar. Even in the mountain top, even in the valley, I will praise. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I praise. Every time I feel the Spirit, I don't care if I am on a mountain top or in a valley. I don't care if temptation is fighting. Or a darkness is hitting. I will praise. I will praise. The last thing I will share with you, and then we will pray. Ezekiel. Ezekiel have seen something beautiful and something really bad.
Okay, in Ezekiel 8:4, there is a lot of valleys in the Bible. If you just do search the valleys or the valley, just write the valley, you will find a lot of names of the valley of. Okay, one of the valleys is called the Valley of Vision. Valley of Vision. The Valley of Vision. Can you say it? The Valley of Vision. The Valley of Vision, it's a place that prophets used to go there and they receive visions from the Lord to their people, to their life, or to even to the future. Okay? So the Valley of Vision, a place that they meet God. Ezekiel went to the valley. In Ezekiel 8:4, went to this place. It's called Buka, okay? Valley, plain. In English, you will find it plain. The plain, P-L-A-I-N, plain. He went to the plain, and the glory of God appeared there, in the plain. The word in Hebrew, Buka, means valley. The same word that is used for valley. So he goes there, and behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the valley. Okay? So it's a place Ezekiel used to go and meet with God and have vision. Yeah? But in Ezekiel 37, you know this chapter very well. Let's open Ezekiel 37. It speaks about that the Spirit of God took me to the what? To what? To the valley. To the valley. It's a known place. It's a place that, you know, where are you going to do it? I'm going to the valley. That means it's a known place. Yeah? But behold, instead of the glory of God appears, but behold what? It's full of what? Dry bones. Instead of the glory of God, it's what? Dry bones. Does it end like this? No. The Spirit of God came upon me. Started to say what? What? Prophesy. 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 Speak out. Speak life. I want you to speak life. Yes, it is dry bones. The valley that used to be the valley of vision, the valley of meeting the glory of God, now it's the valley of dry bones. I want you to speak out life. Instead of death, instead of dry bones, I want you to prophesy and speak out life. I shared this in Wednesday. I was studying about sound. And there is two waves of sound. Upwards wave and downward wave. The upward wave and the downward wave of sound. And if you make a upward wave, okay, it makes like impact in the atmosphere, whatever, to hear it, yeah? If two waves, upward two waves come together, it will double the impact of the upward waves of sound. But if upward wave and downward wave comes together, they will cancel each other and you will hear nothing. This is sound, yeah? And here is saying, there is downward wave of death in this valley. I want you to speak life. I want you not only to cancel the death, the dry bones. No.
I want you to multiply the waves of life, to speak life over the dry bones, to become alive. And I love it when he said, I started to speak. He started to prophesy, and all the bones started to what? To come together. I started to, oh, wow. Wow. This is like a skeleton. Yeah, skeleton is like scattered. The skull in this place, and the arm, the bone of the arm is in this place, and you know, scattered everywhere. But because of the prophecy of Ezekiel, all those bones came together to become like what? One skeleton, and it will be starting. And I was like, wow, a variety of different shaped, sized bones came together to make a whole body or skeleton. Can you imagine if all the skulls that was in this valley came together? No. I like those skulls because they look like me. And they come together and the whole body will be like skulls. Yeah? There is no arms, skull, no, nothing. And then when they are covered with skins, so you will have a skull here, face, and face here. Yeah? And I thank God for our eyes. Because we are different background, different shape, different genders, different languages, and you know, different countries, but the spirit, when the bones will come together to form one body, hallelujah, and they will be starting to be covered by skin. And not only that, and he said, well, are they alive? No. Prophesy, speak for the spirit to come. And he started to prophesy and pray for the spirit, and the spirit came, and they started to rise up as what? As a great army. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of place that you are in now. God doesn't care. If you're in a mountaintop or in a valley, he can revive you right now. He can make you part of the army right now. He can not prophesy, he can speak life over your life today, no matter where are you are now. Mountaintop, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good for you. God will take you to another place, to another level. If you are in a valley of shadow of death, God still can revive you. God can still make a wonderful story of your life. Your life is a wonderful story. David wrote the song 18, Psalm 18, because God delivered him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit move. We wanna pray that God will send. God will open our eyes. The most important thing today. When you go through the valley, don't focus on the valley of the shadow of the death. It's not only that. The river is there. The living water is there. Even if you are in a valley that's full of dry bones, the river can be there. The spirit can move there and can revive us there, can collect us, can gather us, can gather me again and revive me again. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. together and pray.
Hallelujah. Some of us were like what David described, that the courts of death is around me. And I believe that God is God of life. He can deliver us even from death. He can deliver us from death. And the most dangerous death is the spiritual death. But you know what? Life is here. The Spirit of God is here. God is willing today to pour out His Spirit. If you're giving up, if you're giving up and wants your life to end, God wants you to get up and drink and eat. I believe that the food, the living water is here. Get up, drink and eat. Have hope again. For young men and women, have hope for your future again. For your marriage, have hope again. For your kids, have hope again. I don't know how low you are now in a valley. But like Ezekiel, you can experience, behold the glory of God. Behold the glory of God appears in the valley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're expecting to see you, to meet you, Lord. Not only now, not only in this moment, but we're expecting to live with you and for you. Because we will see your glory. We will see your face. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you send your Spirit to move among us, Lord. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Come and revive us, Lord. Come and revive us, Lord. Come and revive us, Lord. Spirit, move. This is the cry of our heart. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Hallelujah.
Caught in your grace, everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending, your glory goes beyond all fear. Your will above all else, and my purpose remains the art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fear. Yeah. In my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. And consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside in my heart, in my heart and my soul. Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all faith, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Out everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all faith, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out from the I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the end. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never end, your glory goes beyond all faith. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out from the inside out of my soul. Cries out.
May you open our eyes, Lord, to see your glory, even in the time of valley, even if the time of darkness and temptation. Lord, I pray, especially in the time of temptation, your glory, Lord, shine with from within. Come, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord. Speak life. I pray, Lord, for everyone here losing hope, to strengthen their hope again, to revive us again. I speak life over Arise International. I speak life, Lord. I speak that you bring us closer together. I speak to bring us closer together and closer to you, the most important. I speak life, Lord. I speak for the Spirit to come and move. We pray for the Spirit to come and move among us, Lord. Whatever shape it takes. If you want to deliver us, Lord. Healing, heal us, Lord. To see miracles and wonders for your glory. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. I pray for the families, Lord. I pray for marriages to have hope again. I pray for our children, boys and girls. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. I speak life over them. I speak to raise an army from our boys and girls in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, as you bless us over the generations, to bless the generations to come. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I pray for new revelations over the top mountains. But I pray for transformation in the valley. In the time of valley, I pray for transformation to be like you. I pray for deliverance. I pray for broken chains during the time of valleys, during the time of darkness, during the time of shadows of death. I pray freedom in the name of Jesus. I pray freedom in the name of Jesus. I pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for a new song, Lord. I pray for a new Psalm 18 among us. From within this body, Lord, I pray for a new song that tells how great you are, how you delivered us, how you set us free. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus. The last thing, let us pray together. I pray for warriors. Let's pray for warriors to come out of this church. I pray for warriors. I pray for people that have victory over sin, over the enemy. I pray in the name of Jesus for warriors that are not afraid to face the giant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray to raise up warriors, Lord. I pray to raise up warriors from this body to face the giant, to live like they are in the valley, but they see the river. They see the Word of God. I pray for the flow of the Word of God over our life. I pray for channels to be open. I pray for heaven to be open. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. May God bless you. I just want to remind you, if you want to give your offering or tithe, it's behind there, or you can use the app. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Well done.